Welcome, bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. MrShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B, a.k.a. Gaston Lucien Big Daddy Labrador. Yeah. Today's episode has been recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on this day, April 19, 2026. Happy Elmatic Day. Today's episode is also rated R and F. The F is for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. This podcast may not be for you. Okay, continuing with tradition, I would like to say a shout out to all you listeners. Yeah, that's you. That's right. Shout out to all you listeners. And before we do anything, I'm going to ask you to applaud your beautiful selves. Yeah, it's just a little part of my tradition, because if you're part of my target demographic, you're probably like me and are in the habit of applauding everyone except your own selves. And if this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. Yay! Yep, welcome. Even those of you who clicked on this podcast by mistake, here's hoping that you stick around and I say something on this episode that resonates and allows us to make history. ShutUpPodcast.com is the website. ShutUpPodcast411@gmail.com is the email address. Episode 334, just get used to it, right? 334, 334. And in today's episode, I'll be talking about letting things bother me. But before we do any of that, we're going to start with some quotables and some randomness. Yeah. All right. Does it sound like I'm rushing through this episode? It's not my intention. Maybe. It is kind of late. It is, it's 8 p.m. In the NCR, National Capital Region. And, I want to smoke this joint. All right. So, let's start with quotables. First one that comes to mind. First one. Okay. You know what? I'm just going to bang through them instead of just going next one to slow. Let me just get them all aligned. All right, open-minded people don't care to be right. They care to understand there's never a right or wrong answer. Everything is about understanding. God damn it.
Message.
Introverts shut down when they're going through a lot. Amen. They want no sympathy, no advice, no fixing, quote-unquote fixing. All they want is silence and solitude. They know how to pull themselves out just to leave them alone for a while. I'm reflecting on this one because this is what happens when you surround yourselves who are you're not compatible with. All right. So I grew up in a family where the concept of being an introvert wasn't weird. It was, you're being shy. You're being closed off. It's like, oh, are you mad at me? You know, it was, it just wasn't something that was understood or accepted. And but I'm thinking of all those times where I was going through something and I just wanted to be left alone. And I'm surrounded by people who are like, you okay? Something's wrong? Are you mad at me? Like they all, you know, it's, I wasn't allowed to like, I used to think it was a bad thing. Now, add to it, I'm thinking about a few ex-girlfriends. But this is in high school. I should say high school. This is a long, very long time. I got to remind myself, this is a very long time ago. So, not high school. It was like college. But I remember how after a fight, and when I say a fight, I mean something significant happening. I needed time alone. I couldn't do the daily phone call. But I was with one in particular who took offense to it. It's like, okay, I guess you're trying to dump me. Well, deep down, I'm trying to process shit. And holy shit, actually, when I think about it, all about, okay, you got to understand, I also didn't understand growing up the concept of compatibility. I just assume, like, you know, I have a penis, you have a vagina, I want to have sex, you're willing to let me have sex, then we're compatible. Again, the dumb shit you do when you're a kid, right? But it was interesting. I remember feeling guilty for wanting to take time for myself and being like, yo, I'm not trying to make shit hard for myself, but right now, the way I feel, I don't know. I guess this is probably one of those things that I've, even now at the age of 50, I don't know how do introverts fight? I guess that's what I'm saying. Because you can't leave. It's not that I'm giving you the silent, because if it comes off as me giving you the silent treatment, when the truth is I'm doing a whole lot of processing. I just need to be left alone. Give me some time alone and I'll figure this out. Now, how much time am I entitled to? I don't know. But that's it. I guess it's one of those mysteries when it comes to relationship. It's one of those mysteries I've never been able to solve, but I've mostly been with women who I was not compatible with, who we had completely different singles and whatnot. But yeah, all right, okay. all right, last quotable, okay. me. Bear with me, I'm just kidding. Street disciples by raps or trifle. Nah, fuck that, don't ruin it. Street disciple by raps or trifle. I shoot slugs from the brain just like a rifle. Stampede the stage. I leave the microphone split. Play Mr. Tuffy while I'm on some pretty tone shit. Verbal assassin, my architect pleases. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. Message. Oh my God. Yes. Can I mention? Happy Elbatic Day. Yes, I know that. You know what? Those who don't know. All right. And that's it for quotables. I guess we could jump to randomness.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I felt the need on the previous episode. Okay. First of all, happy Illmatic Day. What I mean by that, today is the day that Illmatic by Nas was released on April 19, 1994. Shout out to my timeline for reminding me. I guess I need to remember, yeah, Illmatic and then 420, Illmatic, whatever. And 1992, I would love to hear, the story on how Nas recorded Illmatic, or how Nas started out his career. And, yo, okay, here's where I'm going with this, man. That album is so dope. Let me just Google quick Illmatic vinyl. How much is that? I want to buy it on my collection. Illmatic vinyl. I need to, 40 bucks. Oh, wow. $40 off Amazon? So back in my days, $18 plus import. Anyway, holy shit, I'm distracted. All right, I feel I need to add this to my collection. Illmatic was that one album that if my house went on fire, God forbid, and it's the one album I would tell the insurance, hey man, you better fuck that, you better restart, I'm buying the album again. But now with this digital age, I still, whatever, I might get the vinyl. I'm very likely going, right now I'm kind of MC broke as fuck, but when I get my money right, I will buy the vinyl, even though I don't have a record player. Anyway, Illmatic, here's my theory about Illmatic, how Nas came with Illmatic. I believe he plagiarized that album. I believe God created that album, and like Nas, and when Nas was 12, and he snuffed him for the album. That's my theory. You can tell that to Nas, I don't give a fuck. I don't care if he's from Queensbridge. It's a dope album. It's a great album. That's the point. I'm just praising the album. I was debating on which which one of the incredible songs, there's 10 tracks on the album, right? Which one of these 10 tracks will I recite? Like, it's one of those albums I can listen back to back. It's one of those albums I will fight you in the barbershop for talking shit about it. No, actually, I don't waste my time with dumb conversations like that. Yep, 10 tracks. I remember buying the tape for a second time in when I was in the Bay Area because it was all ripped up. Fuck, what's the name of that record store? Doesn't matter. It was in Oakland. I definitely have ADHD, gang. Anyway, because as you can tell, I'm all over the place. But yeah, anyways, happy Illmatic Day. Cool. Happy Illmatic Day. No talking shit about Illmatic. I just played the album before. Sorry, I had to go to the grocery store, and I had time to listen to the full album, all 10 songs before I recorded today's episode. Happy Illmatic.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So today's Illmatic. Tomorrow is 420. So that's why I'm trying to smoke this weed, because I'm trying to celebrate in advance. I'm trying to justify smoking weed on a school night. That's pretty much it. Yeah, no, no big deal. I mean, you know, smoke them if you got them. I nickname 420 Pothead Christmas. And shout out to homegirl at the dispensary who wished me a Merry Christmas. Shame on me for not wishing her back. But yeah. And you know, shout out for laughing. You know, I love going to the dispensary. I don't know. It brings up, some of you probably get that feeling when you go to the gym, when you go to the church, when you go, I don't know, whatever, some whatever, man, or your favorite clothing store, or your sneakerheads, probably, whatever, man. But I don't know. I'm trying to compare the joy I feel. There's like the electronic store, and then there's the dispensary. It's like, hallelujah. The only thing that fucks it up is a sales clerk who's having a bad day. And then they fuck up my mood. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm already in a good mood. Why you gotta fuck up my high? Bitch, don't fuck. Anyway, whatever, man. Happy 420.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right. Last, before we get to the final thought, featured thought, whatever you want to call it. Featured thought, whatever I want to call it. Because it's my goddamn podcast. I feel the need to praise DJ Duckett's latest mix. Who's DJ Duckett? If you're not from the city of Ottawa, or if you're not, well, I guess the Venn diagram between being a hip-hop head and a, correction, an old-school hip-hop head, and you live in the city of Ottawa, you will know the name DJ Duckett. He's got a, dude, he's been DJing since Moses wore short pants. And he's a local talent. That's what I'm trying to say, man. He's got a radio show on CKCU. That's the Ottawa U radio station, called Peaceful Journey. And his latest mix, 2603 13, was fucking dope. I need a sound effect for this shit. Drop a bomb on it. I'm not going to do that. But I need my version of drop a bomb on it. Here's the thing. I follow him on Mixcloud. And I follow several DJs on Mixcloud. But every once in a while, I guess I tend to ignore the Mixcloud notification. Not because I don't value the people on there, but it's just like, it's been difficult to make time to listen to a mixtape. I'm making an excuse. I don't get excited because I have to make time for it. You know, I got to sit down. I got to like light a joint. I just got to prepose myself. But in this particular situation, when the notification came up, I was just so happened to be in the mood to listen to some hip hop because I didn't want to listen to any audiobooks or podcasts. I'm just saying the stars aligned. I hit play and I'm like, I need to talk about it on the show. It was fucking dope. It was great. And I'm listening to it. I should shout about, you know, okay, it's interesting. So, like I said, it's a local talent. Unlike you, a big talent, there's no comments on there, right? But there's for sure people who enjoyed the mix. So I guess I should give him some feedback about him. Like some, to tell him, yo, I enjoyed the mix. Part of me is like, man, he's probably heard it so many times, like he's tired of hearing it. But I guess I should do that. But I'm just saying, I mean, I'll put the link in the show notes if you want to check it out. I recommend checking it out for yourself. But if you're into that hip hop boom bap shit, that New York rap that nearly gets you strap. I forget the line. Anyways, I recommend it. It's it revived my love for hip hop. Now I gotta say, like again, all head hip hop, old school hip hop. This is not. I'm not gonna talk shit about the new hip hop, but I did enjoy this format. And especially the mixing, the chicken, you know, the. Can I play a sample? I'm not gonna play a sample. No, because it's probably illegal. Let me show you what I mean by the mix, like the cutting up records.
This is Paris.
This is Chuck D.
This is Flavor Flav, boy.
And you're in tune to DJ Ducats, straight hip hop, no fluff, on CKCUFM.com.
It's Henry rapping on a Primo beat.
Infinite skills.
You hear the scratching in the background? Man, y'all kids don't know that nothing about that shit. No, about that shit. Anyway, whatever. Anyway, it was a dope mix. It reminded me of the times I was in New York and I was listening to whatever, I forget the radio stations they had back then, but the DJs used to like cut up records like that. East Coast hip hop, West Coast hip hop. Boom bap, underground hip hop. Oh yeah, there's a lot of underground and shit like that. I think what's important is there was never a time where I wanted to hit stop. If I hit stop, pause, it's because I had to. Probably, you know, fucking I was at work listening to the mix and some punk ass client wants some, hey, I want you to provide some service. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm listening to DJ Ducats. Anyways, the other thing, too, is the reason I made this a randomness is more the idea of all these talents out here and their dream is to be a household name. And I don't know. This is one of those thoughts I need to write down is a drug dealer's dream is reaching the key. Exactly. Everybody's looking for something. Let's say you have a talent in something. You're talented at something. You enjoy doing it, but it's not giving you fame. Do you stop doing it? The answer is no. The fucking answer is no. I'm grateful that the intersection between this DJ enjoying what he does, being good at it, and me being able to receive this art. Right? It just had me thinking about all these local talents in my city that I'm aware of who may not make it to the big leagues, but deserve to. They've been at it for so long. But they deserve to. I guess you're hoping that the reward is the act of doing the shit, right? While I'm on the line, I guess I'm thinking of, there's a lot of names, local talents I can make reference to, but I'm going to send a quick shout out to King Kimbit, DJ Sazy. Those two helped me, aside from being talented artists, but they also were around to help me with the first theme song for this podcast. I should play it for you sometimes. Whatever, man. And Moon Fu. Rapper Moon Fu. There's a long list that I can mention. Actually, there's a long list of comedians and poets I can bring up. But right now I'm focused on, like, because I'm not going to spend some time on, making a shout-out list. But the people that come to mind right now, and other DJs, excuse me, poets, comedian, and other DJs. Look, there's a lot of fine artists out there. And it's more the idea of the fact that The rest of, some of you will never be blessed, will never hear about them. Because we're from Ottawa. No one gives a fuck about, no one thinks Ottawa and talent. Even though, what's his name, did a beat for I forget the name of these guys. I forget the name, but there was two dudes from Ottawa. Well, one of them is from Ottawa. And they made the beat 21 Questions for 50 Cent. And, Nine Planet. Well, they don't call them. Well, DL Incognito and Mike Check. I should shout them out, too. Here's where I'm going with this, right? As I'm praising all these names, I'm, like, thinking about the fact that I'm doing this podcast by my lonely self. And I know it's good. I know there's potential for it. At least I feel like I like my own podcast. I enjoy it. But the numbers aren't rewarding. So I have to, like, this is why I keep saying that I do this podcast for me, not for you. And it's reflected in these numbers. And but I guess it's if you don't enjoy doing it, if you're only doing it for the fame, then yeah, I guess it's going to get discouraging. Because fame is not promised. But even if you do get famous off your art, that shit might end up being a curse more than a blessing. I mean, sure, you want validation. Sure, you want to be recognized. I have no wisdom to give you on this one, kids. I swear. I'm sorry. Right? Like, I know on one end, it's like go big or go home. Like, if you're not trying to be great, what's the point? But on the other end, don't stop doing it because, I don't know. Like, if I wanted to be a porn star, like, if I put out a sex tape, no one watches my sex tape. Should I stop putting out sex tapes? That's a bad example. But I'm not clear on the point that I'm making. But last point I am going to make. The one thing when it comes to this podcast, when I did it, I did not have people of Ottawa being avid listeners of this podcast. Part of me doing this podcast is because I've grown up constantly feeling misunderstood. This is not me saying being bullied. I was always the kid who fitted in, but the way I did that was by self-sacrificing. And because Ottawa is a conservative town, maybe there are some listeners. I just don't feel like looking for them. Like if I had a marketing team, I'd say, don't advertise here. Start outside and then work your way in. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Podcast is just a different kind of art. That's what I'm trying to get at. But anyway, going back to my point. Yeah, shout out to DJ Duckett and his Peaceful Journey mix, 26/03/13. For you Americans, that's March 13. Because I know your date format's a little weird. March 13, 2026. And yeah, link will be in the show note for the album. All right, I guess this does it for quotable and randomness. I said everything I needed to say. Am I forgetting anything? No? Okay, all right. Let's jump into a final thought, you know? And then before we do that, let's take a quick break. Yeah. Before I share today's thoughts, let me share this great poetry, this bit of poetry. It goes, here's my basis. My razor embraces many faces. Your telephone blown, black stitches, or fat shoelaces. Oh, my God. Message. Oh, my God. You kids ain't ready for this. Yeah, kids don't know anything about this hip-hop. Y'all don't know anything about this hip-hop. All right, okay. Do I sound excited? Okay, I'm going to calm down. Let me calm down. What the fuck for? I'm on my goddamn podcast. All right, okay, today's thought was inspired by a conversation I had with a homie at the barbershop. And I, it's funny. It's like an like most introvert, I don't do too well with the quick comebacks or the, if I'm in a conversation, especially if it's a deep conversation, I tend to absorb everything, take it home, and then process, and then spit it out. And like for the most part, you'll hear me in a conversation, you know, I'll contribute, but for the most part, my real thought haven't been expressed, rarely gets expressed during the actual conversation. Not all the time, but sometimes, right? But in this particular situation, and the conversation I was having with this individual was how essentially he was just talking about how he takes pleasure. This is not the word that he's saying, but this is my interpretation. But he takes pleasure at being annoying. And it's kind of like, and how he's got this expectation that people, especially friends, should be able to tolerate that annoyance. Like, he takes pleasure at you being annoying. Now, maybe there are some people he could riff with that enjoy that back-to-back fuck. You know, they roast each other and things like that. But it's just... Yeah, okay, it is what it is. It is what it is, right? Now, I'm not in that category. I don't like being annoyed. I don't like having to tolerate annoyance. I'd rather walk away. And I remember mentioning that. It's like, yeah, no, I just know a thing about myself. Like, it's easy for me to go 0 to 100, especially if I'm passionate about something. I was joking earlier about, I was talking about earlier how, I was joking about how I would fight you in a barbershop to defend the Illmatic album. That was a lie. I will walk away. I would, if the conversation started about who's the best MC, Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas, or Tupac, I'm walking away. Because I am not trying to persuade you. There's no good, there's nothing I'm going to say that's going to persuade you to like consider my point. And even if it did, you're not in that mindset. You're just like, it's like that open-minded thing. People are just trying to be right. They're trying to trigger people. I remember one of my homeboys, he was talking about Jay-Z being his favorite rapper. And I was like, me with my Tupac and whatever. And this dude was, you can tell, like, he can process information quickly. Because he hit me with album sales and yada. Album sales, consistency, all that shit. Basically, everything Jay-Z has that Pac didn't have. And if this was a debate, I would have lost because I was like, man, fuck you, nigga. I don't even get emotional about it, but being so fucking annoyed while also considering his point, going, okay, I see, I can't speak against it. It's only when I got home I should have said, well, Pac is a poet. He speaks to the soul. He speaks for the black man, the persecuted black man. You know, all these points were like held back. Anyway, so this particular friend, he's under this expectation that people should be able to tolerate a certain level of annoyance. He's also entertained by people who are passionate about shit. And because he's like a centrist. And he takes pleasure on, you have a cause? If you have a cause that you're passionate about, he will press your button. It's like, what was that soup? Lipton soup. Fork or spoon? You like a fork, you know what I mean? Like, no. Okay, no, it'd be more extreme. It's like, so, Middle East, eh? Kind of fucked up. He'll find out if you're, you're pro-Palestine. Well, you know, you'd consider, but he loves, I know I'm making him out to sound like a bad person, but again, he's in the barbershop, but he's used to hearing people go back and forth for a conversation, but he does get entertained at when one person is more passionate than the other. So here's the part that I'm thinking about. It was because when I said, I realized it, when I said how, yeah, I've learned, matured, I've gotten to the point where I don't bother debating. If I see that you're about to like either press buttons or this is you have no interest in to consider my point, then I'm just going to walk away because I know myself. I'll just get passionate. I'm just going to be like, you know, I'm just going to run out of breath and be like, and nothing will be accomplished. And God forbid my temper kicks in. And yes, but I'm thinking about that. But to him, he like disapproved of that because and he disapproved. Right. And here's the thing. Obi would have been like trying to defend myself. This version of me is like, well, fuck it. It is what it is. I didn't go into more context to why I've developed to why I needed to do that. Actually, I'll just go in there. Like, I didn't explain to him that I'm, hey, I got knowledge of self. I'm a highly sensitive person. I have that trait, the highly sensitive trait where I feel shit. Apparently, I feel shit more than the average human being or more than the majority of human beings. People with who highly sensitive trait are like a small population, a small demographic. And as a kid, I used to be ashamed of being highly sensitive. Actually, I was in denial of it, which only made it worse. As an adult, I just embrace it. Especially as a boy. What the fuck? What you mean? I listen to hip-hop. Being sensitive is considered a bad thing. What is you, a bitch? You got feminine traits? What the fuck? You know what I mean? It's... On my journey to embracing the fact that I'm a highly sensitive person, it was also... That was also when I made the decision of I give up trying to be a real man. Fuck that. I just want to be the real me. Hold on.
Message.
That's for you kids, right? Pay attention. Yeah. I'm saying shit that won't make sense until you become a grown-up. And I don't mean that as a disrespect, but I mean when you'll reach an age when you stop giving a fuck about other people's opinion about you. If you're already there, good for you. But I feel like I may complain about getting old, but the one thing I'm grateful about being this age is the less I continue to give a fuck about other people's opinion. Where was I? Yeah. All right. So, I was thinking of that conversation about, yes, I'm a highly sensitive person. I'm very aware that I could go 0 to 100 on something that I'm very passionate. So it's easier for me. And I'm fully aware that there are people out there who just take pleasure on seeing you lose your cool. And that's, to them, that's, you know, my brother, he used to enjoy, that's how we're opposites. This is the part that makes us opposite. He enjoys conflict so much, I believe it's his love language. He enjoys, let's fucking debate on whether the sky's blue. Let's debate on whether gravity, like any kind of bullshit. Actually, the same person I was talking to, he was saying that him and his cousin, they're like that. They love debating. Like if you saw them, it looks like they're fighting, but no, that's their bonding. That's how they bond. And I'm just the one who's saying, count me out. Like New Edition, count me out this time. Okay, I gotta remind myself, you don't listen to the podcast to hear me sing, but it's unfortunate. It's kind of unfortunate, but whatever. Some people, that's how they bond is through conflict. I can't do that. I used to do that just because I didn't know that there were any other options. I thought that's what people just did, but yeah, no, it's. It ain't worth it, for me at least. The other reasons why I'm talking about how I let things get to me, and I don't say this as a bad, well, my awareness of how I let things get to me is how I handle shit differently than you'll handle it. And one part is just walking away. But the biggest thing the other reason I'm talking about shit that gets to me is because on the conversation of shit on how I handle that shit, three things that got to me this week. RFK Jr., fucking United, that goddamn country United, that goddamn Trump administration, but especially RFK Jr. if you're not aware, I'm not going to play the full clip. Hold on. I'll play the beginning.
Job. Psychiatric drugs, which every black kid is now just standard put on Adderall. SSR.
First, I'm going to say that fucking voice is annoying. I don't care what the fuck's going on in his voice. Well, I don't know what it is, but it's annoying. Getting it out of my system. Told you, temper.
Rise. Benzos, which are known to induce violence. And those kids are going to have a chance to go somewhere and get reparented, to live in a community where there'll be no cell phones, no screens. You'll actually have to talk to people.
All right, fuck him, right? Now, I got to say, the reason why the voice is annoying me, in addition to being not the least sexiest voice ever, but it's more the content. The shit. If he wasn't such a racist, I would have given him a pass. I would have been more understanding, more tolerant. But since he's being intolerant, I'm being intolerant towards him. Anyways, what bothers me, and I feel like a child saying this, is the unfairness, is how he gets away. He's able to get away with it. But that's how power works, gang. That's how power works. I kind of wish you motherfuckers who are like two-party system, bitching about the two-party system. It's like, if you don't have a solution, then fuck it, that's all you got. But who are like Democrats, Republican, or the same, or who don't see value in voting, the worst people on earth value power. They see the value in votes. And because, I guess it bothers me that I don't live in a world, like in school, if you say stupid shit, you fail a class. Now, it's like there's no consequences. Sure, people are dissing him and things like that, but he's not getting pulled away. No one's turning off his microphone as he should. It's like people like that don't deserve to be heard. That's where I'm going with this, man. And you know what this segment was? I wish I could call. This is my version of what grinded my gear this week. Yeah, so RFK Jr., fuck Whitey. Second one was gym sales guy. The gyms, it's usually a guy, but you know, it could be a saleswoman. But I fucking hate. Okay, first of all, I'm not a big fan of going to the gym. But when I manage to drag my ass to go to the gym after a good workout or whatever, you know what ruins it? The fucking salesperson. The person who's always trying to upsell you some shit. And they tell you that, well, you know, if you're not doing enough unless you don't, you know, you're not getting any. I just drives me nuts, man. Grabs my gear. I need a button for that. Don't have that right now. And the last one is this one was on Thread. It's the apparently it's a constant debate on Threads, the returning debate on Threads of whether whether listening to an audiobook should be considered is the same as reading. It's like, man, fuck you. I hate that debate. I mean, fine. If you want to obsess yourself over the process, I'm already at 100. Eh? If you want to obsess yourself at the process of data gathering, of processing, of inputting data, because I'm a nerd, I'm a computer nerd, I look at it as computer, right? If you want to obsess yourself over the process, that's your beef. But reading and listening, in both cases, you're decoding shit and putting it in your head. I guess I'm annoyed at people who were, I get annoyed at the fact that for some people, I need to clarify when I say I read a book. No, I did the audiobook. And I really shout out to my therapist, because I'm not even paying attention, but I'm always talking to her about a new audiobook that I'm listening to. And she was just like, damn, dude, you're an avid reader. I'm like, well, it's not actual reading, it's actually just audiobooks. But I'm consuming a shitload. Wait, how many audiobooks do I have? Hold on a second. Let me while I'm here. And the majority, you know what's funny? It's like my bookshelves are filled with books. But filled with unread books. Now, for my audiobook, though, I don't know why I'm doing this. Oops. No, not right now. Hold on a second. Try to remember my password without saying it out loud. I've reached that age, gang. I'm trying to see how many audiobooks do I have. Oh, my credit came in. Yay. All right, I'm going to my library. And, oh, by the way, shout out to me. I just finished my, which is sick. Yay! This is patting myself on the back. I finished that Dungeon Crawler Carl book. I'm annoyed that there's five books. There's four books. It was a good read. It was a fun read, right? But it didn't do me like Red Rising. I'm going back. I'm giving Rage of Dragons a second shot. It's taking a while to pick up on that book. Oh, interesting. Game of Rage Dragon. Oh my God, Focus Beat. Right. So I'm, how many books do I have in my library? Dates added. No. Okay. So let's go with finished. How many finished do I have? You know what? Let's just go with most. Most. Damn, I got a lot of books. Okay. Oh, wow. All right. Good for me. Look at me. Like I'm a nerd. Man, I give myself a wedgie. My point is, holy shit, I'm off topic. Okay. Yes, I was scrolling on social media on Threads, and someone asked a question. I'm sure it's a bot. He goes, "When did listening to audiobooks start counting as reading?" And the meme, the picture they used for it was he just inspired rage. And but shout out to the comment section, because they roasted the guy for asking the question. But yeah, shout out for people for understanding, man. I think one of my favorite response was since they started making audiobooks. Oh, my favorite one is y'all ask this stupid ass question every 3 to 5 business days. Yeah, man. And again, if you need to obsess yourself over the fact that you're able to process information by decoding it with your eyes, good for you, man. I decode sounds, and it's more efficient. I feel like, I don't know if I was a guru, if my ancestor was a guru, but I feel like my ancestors spent a lot of time listening to gurus. So yeah, so those are the things that bothered me this week. Where am I going with this? I don't really have a conclusion on this one. On this podcast, I rarely offer solutions. I'm just spitting out thoughts because it's my goddamn podcast. And managing shit that bothers me and not letting it in a way that's figuring out, it's an everlasting quest on managing shit that bothers me in a way that keeps me productive and not want to kill a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Not want to kill a nigga. All right. I guess that's it. That's all. Those are my thoughts for today. I imagine this is a shorter than usual episode, but I'm not going to complain. This concludes today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed recording it. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed DJ Duckett's latest Peaceful Journey mix. Or Illmatic. You know what's interesting? I think about how Nas being starting out at my level, in a sense, when he was a nobody. I would love to hear that story, but I don't want him to direct the movie. All right, whatever. It is what it is. Okay. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed as much as I enjoyed recording it. Website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast41@gmail.com. Before I end this show, I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue.
Who's that blue?
I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. I represent and hold it down for black folks who said yes when they heard Big Rube ask,
"Are you an outcast?"
This episode was rated R and F. The F is for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. Thank you for listening, and remember, please, be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace. I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black.